Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our program this week Karen Carpenter, the general manager of the Christ Kindle Market.
Hello.
Hi, Karen.
Thanks for being here.
How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Thanks for having me.
I'm good. It is a big week, especially for the Christ Kindle Market, which is brand new to Grand Rapids.
Yes.
To start us off, could you tell us what that market is?
Yes. So the Christ Kindle Market is a traditional European Christmas market, is at least where the inspiration came from. So we've taken a lot of those European traditions and, you know, added a little few twists here and there to make it our own.
Wonderful. What are the, could you tell us a little bit more about that inspiration and where it came from, where it stems?
Yeah, absolutely. So the inspiration really is a Christmas market is a place where there are vendor stalls. Some people call them vendor huts throughout an area. And ours happens to be right there at the downtown market, right in the parking lot. And every vendor has their own individual stall and sells different wares, meaning they could sell gift items, food items, and different things. Lots of beverages to choose from and that sort of thing, lots of entertainment. So it really is a gathering place around the holidays. I believe the first Christmas market was in Germany, maybe even in the 1400s. So we've got a long list of Christmas markets to gather inspiration from. So
can you let our listeners know the date range of this market? Because it goes on for a while.
It does. It's a 26-day Christmas market. So it opens tomorrow on the 17th, and we go until the 23rd of December.
So perfect for those last-minute Christmas shoppers.
Yes, I have a lot of things picked out already. The vendors have been installing all their things into the vendor stalls these past couple of days, and it's like, okay, I need to get that, and I want to try that. And
yeah.
So that's been really fun to kind of get that little sneak peek of what's really going in. So it's very fun.
And you said most of this or all of this is happening out in that outdoor space?
Yes. So the market shed is that long, the long space that extends out into the parking lot of the downtown market, and it is now enclosed. So recently they've had that area enclosed with like glass garage doors, and inside that is our beverage hall. So that's where we'll have our main bar where you can try beer. I mean, it's actually been brewed with Brewery Vivant. They've brewed us a special beer called Dunk the Halls. Mm-hmm. And then we have Glühwein available, which is a mulled spiced wine. It's served warm in a Glühwein mug. And then we have all other non-alcoholic options as well as like hot chocolate and hot cider and that sort of thing. And Kinder Punch, which is a version of the Glühwein, a non-alcoholic version of Glühwein. So that's what that vendor shed is. And then on either side of that in the parking lot are these vendor sheds or the vendor stalls where there's going to be lots of things to do. So, and purchase and taste and everything else. So
awesome. Well, with the holiday market, I know that you kind of expect some inclement weather. Is there any concern that it might get snowed out? Should listeners be checking the website to see if there might be closed days because of the winter weather here in West Michigan?
Well, you know, I did put in an order for light snow just so that, perfect, you know, we had a beautiful, you know, the ambiance was perfect for a little outdoor Christmas market. But yeah, there's always going to be information on our website, but we are ready to go rain or shine. Or lots of snow. We have plans in place to make sure that there's a clean thoroughfare for people to walk. And, you know, we have plans for that. But yes, if for some reason there was just an awful, awful snowstorm and it was incredibly dangerous for everybody to be there, you could go to our website, which is grchristmas.com, and there will be information there.
Perfect. I'm sure you probably can't pick a favorite vendor, but I know that you said there were some things that you're eyeing.
So many. Well, and it also, one thing I will say is there's something for everybody. So we have this joke. There's something called raclette, which is something that's very traditional for Christmas markets. It's basically melted cheese. So they take like a half wheel of cheese This is what I'm saying. And they put it over bread and other things. And it's just like, wow, if you're wondering where I am, I'm probably there. But that's just kind of the joke. But there's so many different foods to try. The currywurst and potato pancakes and crepes, savory crepes and sweet crepes. And there's lots of candies and chocolates and fudge and all that kind of thing. So the food is going to be fantastic. And then on the other end of things with the shopping, beautiful pottery vendors and jewelry vendors. This weekend we have we do have a couple of booths that are weekly pop-up booths, so they switch out for the week. But this weekend we have one that's selling, you know, dog leashes and collars and that sort of thing. So there's just a little something for everyone.
Are all of these vendors local, or are some traveling to get to this market?
Yes, some of them are traveling to get to this market. So, and they're selling things from all over the world. So, but yeah, we've had somebody travel from New York, some people from Canada. So, you know, reaching out to other Christmas markets kind of to see how they did things was part of our research and understanding what, you know, the people that do just all Christmas markets. Some companies, that's what they do, is they have different branches and Christmas markets are their primary way to sell their goods. So that's really fun too.
And it's not just shopping and food. There's entertainment.
There is entertainment. So we do have a stage, and we have such great talent here in our community. So we wanted to showcase that. That's a really fun way to kind of tweak it a little bit to make it our own. Mm-hmm. So we have everything from children's choirs coming to the traditional Oompa band, which is super, super fun. And then we also have elf horns that will be here for the first couple weekends. People will say, what is an elf horn? And the best way I can describe it is like when you see those Ricola commercials with those big longhorns, that's what that is. So they'll be around for the next couple weekends playing. But then we have, you know, the Schubert Male Chorus will be there, and the Grand Rapids Women's Chorus will be there. And so many different things happening and a little bit of something. And, you know, we're trying to kick it up a little bit on Fridays and Saturdays and have some lively bands and some different things going on as well. So,
yeah. Cool. So if you're in the need for some holiday cheer.
Yes, absolutely.
A good Christmas carol there.
Right. I know. And everyone is, I do get people asking me if I'm going to sing because my name is Karen Carpenter. Mm-hmm. And I, of course, say no. I will let me sing. But yeah. And then, you know, the other thing I would like to mention too is, and we also have kids' activities. So at the same time, all of this is happening outside. Inside the market, in a little area just right to the left when you walk inside the front doors of the downtown market, is our children's area. And that will have children's activities from when we open to 4 p.m. every day. So it might be a letter to Santa. It might be a craft. We have great community partners that are working with us. So like the art museum is going to do a day. The children's museum is doing several days. We're going to have a Grand Rapids Symphony petting zoo at one point in time. How to make your own puppet. Decorate a Christmas cookie. So there's lots of different things coming up.
Cool. So bring the kids for that?
Absolutely. Bring the kids all the time. There will always be something going on. And great. Like I said, Santa will be there. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there. Mrs. Claus hosts a story hour every Saturday, so that will be super fun. And then Christkind, who is the gift bearer in European countries, she's going to be there on the first day and the last day, sort of to open the market and to close the market.
So, wonderful. Yeah. So if folks are looking to, maybe they do want to see that elf horn, where can they find a schedule for the entertainment?
Absolutely. On our website, grchristmas.com, there are different tabs. You can go to the entertainment tab, and that will talk all about what our schedule is and the children's activities. I will say it changes quite often only because we're adding things. So that's really something to, you know, kind of look before you come, or, you know, be surprised when you get there. But there's usually something going on. Yeah, so that's a great place and a really great resource. The same thing on our website, too, can highlight the vendors so you can see what we really in who is really there. So that's a great way to do that too. So,
and this is the first one here in Grand Rapids.
Yes, it is.
What are some of the lessons learned? What are we looking forward to the next one?
Right. Yeah. It's so fun to be involved with this first and inaugural is what I keep calling it, because we're just so excited even for next year. I already have notes and calls and planning lists for 2024. So we are planning on expanding and doing different things every year. You know, we'll perfect some things and maybe change some things and add some things. But, you know, we're really excited to see how this first year goes and expand from there.
That's great. And is the normal everyday downtown market still going to be operating as
Absolutely,
it
is. And we welcome people in. Actually, as a matter of fact, the hours for the Chris Kindle Market are the same hours as the downtown market, except for on Fridays and Saturdays. The Chris Kindle Market is open an extra hour, but we wanted to make sure that we didn't forget about our downtown market vendors, because they're amazing, those tenants and the food that is available inside. So you can even get food inside and come outside and enjoy it, and vice versa. So that is absolutely encouraged. I would mention, though, that the Chris Kindle Market is closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. That's the big difference between the hours of the downtown market and the Chris Kindle Market.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know it's European inspired, but how many different cultures are being represented at this? Are there any that you're really excited about?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of different vendors that are, like we said, from all over. So we have some, even though I keep saying European favorites, but it's from all over Europe. So we have in the entertainment category, we have a group coming to sing carols in Spanish. We also have, you know, the Grand Rapids Public Schools, they have a choir coming to sing, you know, carols in Spanish and English. We have a vendor has some Latin inspired wares. And so we really are trying to make sure that we are highlighting what our community, you know, who our community is. That's important to us. So
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything else that you want to make sure folks know about with this event? Redirect them back to the website again.
Yeah, I think the website is such an amazing tool, and you'll hopefully see a lot of our billboards and, you know, ads and things everywhere, and they all try and highlight a little bit of something different for everyone. So we just encourage everybody to come down, and the decor is just absolutely beautiful. We have over a half mile of garland decorating the vendor stalls, and, you know, a lot of those fun things, and we're just really excited to get everyone down there and enjoy all of what we've put together. So
GrChristmas.com. Yeah. I'm looking at the website right now, and it has a lot of great details. It even has a countdown. We're recording this, it's about 19 hours away, but by the time folks are listening at home, you'll be able to hop in your car right away and head down there.
That's great. Well, we're excited. We'll be there waiting with everyone else for you to arrive. I would also mention, I guess the last thing is parking. I know that sometimes that can be a concern for folks. We do have a plan your visit tab on our website to talk about the different parking areas around the downtown market. There is still parking within the parking lot of the downtown market, as well as a couple of lots right across the street. You know, we're right on the dash line as well. So there's a lot of different options, as well as street parking. So please go to the Plan Your Visit tab if you're interested in understanding where there are some great places to park nearby.
Great. Yeah, that's a great thing to point out. And there's just so much that going on at this market. I think you'll want to plan your visit out anyway.
We hope you'll all join us.
Yeah, perfect. Well, thank you so much
for
joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate having you on. You've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thank you for joining us.